So most people are here now. You just close your eyes. With the eyes closed, just become aware of your body sitting here. And just notice any sensations in the body. I like to ask myself, what is the most prominent sensation, the one which stands out above all others? That's usually an ache or an irritation. And having become aware of this ache or pain, I try and move my body or scratch or cough, whatever I need to do to alleviate that ache or pain. If that ache or pain is inside my body, I become aware of it and give it compassion to relax even the inner feelings of ache or pain. And I continue this until my body feels relaxed. It's like opening out the body. All the tight places in my body where things are being stretched or squashed. Where they're being stretched, I imagine there's two beings on either side of maybe a tendon or a muscle, and I tell them to let go, relax. So instead of being stretched like a taut elastic band, it just reverts to its loose, comfortable, easy state. If there is a pressure point where things are being squashed, I imagine that part of my body expanding. So instead of becoming dense, it becomes open. The difference between a sponge which is squashed and a sponge which is allowed to expand and become light and fluffy. And my mindfulness tells me that my body is relaxing. It's becoming open and free, with no tightness, no pressure. I realize that's mindfulness and kindness working together. And I also notice that when my body does relax, instead of rushing around signing books or smiling for cameras, the body feels so relaxed and loose. It's a delightful feeling. The delight of relaxation. And I stay with that delight for a few moments. Just enjoying the fact I can now sit down and rest, relax, at peace. And then when my body is comfortable, then I relax my mind. We've had a long retreat, and there are many things which you and I are going to do afterwards, but not now. All that's behind you in the past, I imagine, is in a huge, heavy shopping bag in my left hand. All that lies in front of me later on this afternoon, all of you, your trips back home, all the busyness of checking out, making sure everything's clean, packing your bags, making sure nothing is left, going into town, getting cars, buses, transport, aircraft, all that. Not now. That's like baggage in your right hand. We know how heavy those bags of the past and future can be. So deliberately, lower the bag in the left hand, your past, everything which has happened to you, especially on this retreat. Lower it to the ground. Put it on the floor. Take your hand away and let your left hand and left arm in this imaginary exercise hang loosely by your side. You've let go of the past. And don't pick it up again until the end of the meditation. Then you have the heavy bag in your right hand. Those are the expectations, fears and plans of your future, which is probably dominant now. At the end of a retreat, we look forward to what's going to happen next. Put that bag down on the ground too. The heavy bag of plans, dreams, expectations and fears. Lowering it to the ground until it meets the floor. No more weight. Taking the hand away from the handle, move the arm up to your right side, so the right hand and arm can also relax. You've let go of the future, and you're back where you belong, in this timeless, present moment. You're here again, not packing and planning, just being, enjoying these moments. Soon you won't have time to stop. Now you have that time. Take it. Rest. Be here. And be peace. Not trying to achieve anything or get anywhere. If you were going to get anywhere, you'd have got somewhere already. So give up. Let go. Just be. And open the door of your heart to this moment with no judgment, no good, no bad, just to be with kindness. It's as if you are smiling at this moment. If you smile at this moment smiles back at you. You create a sense of happiness and fun with whatever it is you're experiencing, whether it's the sound of my voice, sensations in the body, thoughts in your head, heat, cold, pressure, whatever it is, let it be with this wonderful kindness of a Buddha smiling at you. Even if you have pain, even if you're uncomfortable, even if you're afraid, smile. And all the pain gets less. The fear vanishes. Never ever underestimate the power of compassion. Your own kindness is there in your heart, and you're giving it to your own body and mind. You being your own mother, caring, healing, comforting yourself. What's it like just to be? Not criticizing yourself, not judging, not trying to get somewhere or achieve something. Letting all of that go and just being here, being who you are with kindness. Embracing this moment is what we call unconditional mindfulness. Unconditional means you're aware without trying to push things away or grab onto things. Not judging this moment. Just being with her. Like a good friend. Loving this moment for what it is. This moment has a right to exist. Respect it. Care for it. Embrace this moment, and you'd be surprised how peaceful your mind becomes. Doing nothing, just knowing. Not trying to make the mind anything different. Not packing up bags, not cleaning tabletops. This is now the time just to rest, to be with yourself in this moment, as your dearest friend. And can you feel your mental world relaxing? The same sense of delight when your body relaxes. Now your mind delighting because it too is relaxed. Nothing pushing it, nothing pulling it, nothing coercing or oppressing your mind. Your mind just is, free like a bird to fly through the air. No weight, no ropes tying it down. Imagine yourself to be free, light, with no weight and no burdens. Totally free to be. No plans, no one expecting you to be somewhere. Just every moment with nowhere to go. Just here to be. Letting the sound of the birds go right inside you. Being so open, you resist nothing. What you're experiencing now is peace. Peace upon peace upon peace. Your breath comes up, just like you're resting your head on a pillow, you rest your mindfulness on the breath. Let the breath take your mindfulness, going in and going out. A place to rest on the in and out breath. Just listening to the sounds outside of you, feeling the body around you, just knowing the feelings of peace and the feeling of delighting in peace, a certain type of pleasure, the pleasure of freedom. Happy just to be here. With nothing in the inbox, nothing in the outbox on your desk. The inbox is your past. The outbox is your future. There's no work in either box. So you're free to relax and enjoy this moment. just being as peaceful as you can. Try letting go. If it really is letting go, the mind goes to the next level of stillness. Just like when you droop your shoulders and everything gets easy. You let go of all this controlling, all this thinking, and the mind becomes free. You are like this manager at work, always giving your poor brain, your mind, something to do. Let your mind be free, with no orders, no control, no work to be done. Totally free to rest. You feel now? What's it like inside? Now I invite you to follow me in the loving kindness meditation. In order to generate this emotion of metta, of unconditional love to all beings. Just like lighting a fire, we start with something very easy to take the flame. Lighting a fire, you start with paper. To start loving kindness, I choose a little imaginary being. For me, it's my little kitten. I imagine this little kitten. It might be like a puppy. It might be a little rabbit, a baby, or even a flower which is growing in the window sill of your apartment. Just a being which needs your love. So when I say kitten, you understand that to mean your primary loving kindness object. The thing which is so easy to cultivate emotions of warmth, protection, care, love. And I use my imagination to visualize a little kitten that has been abandoned, hiding in a dark corner somewhere. Because in its few hours or days of life, all it's ever known is pain, rejection, hunger. And it hides because it cannot trust the beings, the other animals who's trusted have only hurt it. So it cowers, terrified. And I notice that little kitten. Realize if I don't help and care, that little being is going to die. A cold, lonely, hungry, short life. So I imagine myself getting eye contact with that little kitten. And with my eyes to its eyes, establishing trust. Dear little kitten, I will never harm you. I want to protect you, care for you, heal your wounds, and see you happy. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart is so open to you. You poor thing, so much pain and cold and fear. And very slowly, keeping eye contact, I reach out my hand. So slowly, let the little kitten, lest the little kitten gets too terrified. Inch by inch, I reach out my hand, containing my love, to this little frightened being. Even though the kitten is terrified, it trusts. It lets me touch her, realizing I mean it no harm. Very gently, I pick up that kitten. When I pick it up, it's all skin and bones. It must be so hungry. And its fur is dirty, with dried blood where it's been bitten and scratched. So gently I pick it up. It lets me, because it feels my love. Dear little kitten, I want you to know that some people you can trust, that some people will never ever hurt you, but we will protect and care and feed you. And when you're healthy and happy, that's my happiness. So all I want is to see you jumping and running around like any other little cat. I pick it up and bring it to my chest. And I warm its cold body with my warmth. I hold it so softly, stroke it, look in its eyes. Dear little kitten, you have a friend and a protector, someone who will love you and care for you and feed you and make sure that you are safe and happy and well. Dear little kitten, may you be free of fear, free of pain, free of hunger. And by holding it, I feel its tight little body start to relax as the fear disappears, bathed by my loving kindness. This little ball of fur, I stroke it, warm it, melt its fear, until probably for the first time in that little kitten's life, it starts to purr. It realizes it's found a friend and safety. Dear little kitten, I will always find milk, fish, chicken, whatever you want. Even though you're in a Buddhist monastery, you don't have to be a vegetarian, little kitten. I'll always care for you. And I imagine the warmth in my chest next to the warmth of this little kitten. The two feelings merging together, And I recognize that this is the warmth of loving kindness. I can feel it in my chest. And I spread that warmth all around that little kitten, healing its wounds, removing its fear, giving it hope, happiness, love. I imagine that just behind that feeling, inside my chest, around my heart area, is the arising of this beautiful source of golden light. This golden glow, which is coming from inside of me, going through my chest, and out onto that kitten, bathing it, soaking it with loving kindness. Little kitten, the door of my heart will always be open to you. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, I will always love you, care for you, and protect you. Your happiness is my joy. You feel this little kitten get so soft and happy as you bathe it with this incredible, powerful, golden light of loving kindness. The imaginary being is very easy to do. Now we go to the next stage of a real being. A real being who may be in this room or may be in the other side of the earth. Someone you're very, very close to. It could be your partner, your lover in this life. It could be a child, a parent. It could be a best friend. It could even be an animal, your real dog or cat or whatever. Imagine that being. Imagine them as if they were standing right in front of you. And understand that they share with the little kitten the need for your love. The world can be a very, very lonely and hard place without metta. They have also experienced a lot of pain, rejection, fear, cold. Look them in the eye, your best friend, as if they're right in front of you. And say to them, my best friend, I care for you. We've had so many times together that my loving kindness goes right inside and around you. My dear friend, may you be free of pain and sickness. May any hurt, any bad things that have been done to you, may you forgive them and let them go. So you can be free. Free of the past. So you can be happy in the present. I care for you, dear friend. Imagine this golden light coming from your chest, going right inside, around, soaking, enveloping with your love to your very best friend. May you be free from all pain, all suffering and disappointment. I know that sometimes the suffering does come, but you should know I'm there. I'm there to heal, to help, to encourage, just to be with you when everyone else leaves you. Dear friend, I care for you. I mean that. The door of my heart will always be open to you, no matter what you ever do. I will never take away my love. Just like a mother loves her child. It doesn't matter where the child goes or what the child does. Even if the child is a terrible criminal or terrorist, the mother always loves her child. That incredibly wonderful, irrational love you give out to your best friend. Just love for the sake of loving. Care just for its own sake. as you bathe your best friend with incredibly powerful golden light of loving kindness. All around, imagine that golden light, like a big ball in which they're right in the middle, soaking into them, healing, caring, making them smile, taking away all their fears and anxieties, their pain. I care for you, dear friend. May you be free from pain and suffering by the power of my love. When my mother would kiss my wounds, the pain would go away. From that moment on, I realized the power of such love. Your kindness, your metta, can take away pain. Give it to your best friend. The golden light getting stronger. And then go to the next level. Without opening your eyes, imagine all the other people in this room. Myself, the nuns, Daniel, Bianca, the people you shared your cottage with, all the people who've been on this retreat. Imagine them, just like you. Some have had nice meditations, some so frustrating. Trying, sometimes getting somewhere, sometimes not. Sometimes sick, sometimes afraid. Just like you. That's why we can give all the people in this room our unconditional love. Dear fellow meditators, may you be at peace. May you not have any pain or suffering. All the problems in life which you came with into this retreat, may they all vanish away. May they all stay here so you can go home free and at peace with yourself, at peace with the past, with no fear for the future. Any sickness, any pain, any hurt, my unconditional love heals that. Just like my kindness would take away the pain and fear of that little abandoned kitten. So each one of you, I care for you. Sincere loving kindness spreading to everyone in this room, from your heart, from my heart, joining together in this incredibly powerful golden light of metta, of love, filling this whole room with the power of well-wishing, caring, protecting, allowing you just to be who you are. I don't love you so I can change you. I love you exactly as you are. You're cute. Each one of you. With that beautiful thought, allow it to come into you and around each other, healing, softening, taking away all anxiety, fear, pain. May all beings in this room accept my love, accept my peace, my healing. May you all be free of pain and suffering. May you laugh at the difficulties of life. Be at peace inside yourself. Not trying to make yourself any different. At least knowing that all the people in this room love you as you are. No need to change. This beautiful golden light frees you psychologically, physically, from all pain and fear. And as we're giving out this love from our heart, can you every now and again just notice a feeling in your chest? Mine is tingling. tingling with the physical counterpart to the emotion of love, of unconditional giving, kindness, accepting all beings and wanting them to be free and happy. And then you send this loving kindness, this beautiful energy, beyond these four walls to all beings in the compound called Jhana Grove. The kangaroos, all those little bugs, the birds, even those little lizards who came to see one of us. They're all lizards, all bugs, all birds, all kangaroos, all beings in this compound. I love all of you. I truly care for you. May you be free and happy. Have no fear from us. The door of our hearts is totally open to you, as you are. May all beings in this compound be at peace. May the birds be free to sing. May all of the animals be free to crawl wherever they like. I care for you all. May you have no pain. To live your lives as free as possible. May all beings be free and at peace. And then that golden light spreading over the compound, take it much further. Take it over to Cardiff Prison, a few kilometers from here. There are prisoners and prison officers, people who have done terrible crimes. On the other direction is Bodhinyana Monastery, with all those monks, some of them who worked so hard to build this hall. May all beings in this locality be happy and well, be free of pain and fear. May all those beings incarnate prison farm, may they forgive what they've done, to acknowledge, forgive and learn. You are much more than what you've done, much more than the crime. Look at the other half of you and realize you're beautiful beings who made mistakes, who would never make that mistake ever again. It's beautiful loving kindness which forgives and frees and accepts. Spread that beautiful golden energy further afield. To the north is the great city of Perth. Millions of people. Over to the ocean is Rockingham and Mandurah, south to Bunbury. This whole country of Australia. Everybody needs your love, your kindness. There are too many arguments, too much violence, too much mistrust. So many lonely people. All they need is just some understanding, some acceptance, some love. So spend this golden glow of unconditional loving kindness across this whole country. May all beings in Australia, in this moment, be free of pain and suffering. All those beings in the hospital, in pain, sick, even dying, and the visitors so scared, the person they love the most might not make it. All you beings, please know that people who you've never met care for you. May all beings be happy and well, their sickness get less, their fear be taken away. Just knowing that you're not alone, that beings are sending their loving kindness to you, that helps so much. Not just the human beings, the animals, the birds, all beings who share this country, May they all be free of fear and pain and suffering. Let alone Australia, many of you have come from far away. Imagine that golden light traveling to the east, over to New Zealand, to the north, to Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, to Colombo, way over to Germany and Norway, and all the lands you've come from. Different colours, different languages, but the same heart. May all beings in this whole world be at peace with each other. May they put down their guns, calm their voices, forgive, and be brothers and sisters. May all beings be at peace because of the power of unconditional, immeasurable loving kindness. How peaceful love is. So give that gift to all beings. As if this planet Earth, which needs love and healing so greatly, is bathed in this golden light and glow of love. May all beings be free of pain and fear. May they be free of suffering and feel the same peace and love which I feel in my heart right now as I give it to you. I care. That's why I give. How does that feel? Especially that feeling in your chest. You can actually feel the physical sensation of love. The golden light all over the world. Now, choose one person. This is a little test, an experiment, which I love doing. Choose one person who's not here. Choose one person who's maybe at your home, who you know very well. Think of them. Imagine just that one person in front of you. And just zap them with all the loving kindness you can possibly generate. My dear friend, I really care for you. Whatever difficulties or problems you're in, the power of my love takes all that pain away. Imagine that golden light going around them, inside them, healing them, soothing them. Imagine them smiling and free, wondering what they're smiling for, but they are because of you. Dear friend, I really love you. I just want you to be happy and free because I care for you. All the energy which I've got, I'm just giving it all to you, my dear friend. I care. Now there's one person you've left out. You've given your loving kindness to the whole world. One person you've left out is yourself. Imagine that you're looking in a mirror in your bathroom. And you're seeing yourself. This being who you're so hard on. You are like that little kitten. Sometimes you're so bruised, so cold, so hurt. Now I ask you to open the door of your heart to yourself. Dear me, this person, this being I live with ever since I can remember. The last person I see before I go to sleep, the first person I meet when I wake up, me. I care for me. May I let go of all my pain. whatever's happened to me in the past, I forgive, I let go, I release all that pain. Why? Because I love this being called me. Just like a mother loves her only child unconditionally, you are the only child of yourself. So care for yourself. Take this beautiful golden healing light of love, forgiveness, care, and give it to yourself from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Just bathe yourself with forgiveness, with acceptance, with love. I love me as I am. I don't need to change. I care for me as I am. It's a wonderful thing to know that someone loves you unconditionally. You don't have to change for them. You be that person who loves you. Just like you loved that little kitten, and the kitten melted and became healed and healthy and happy. So you love yourself and heal your wounds. Take away the coldness, bring the warmth back, and purr. May I be free of suffering. May I be free of anxiety and fear for the future, knowing that I care for myself, I love myself to bits. Accept yourself. Be at peace with yourself. Let that golden light take away all that judgment and criticism. You smile at yourself like a Buddha smiles, with full compassion, kindness and acceptance. May I be free. May I love everything about me, even the pain of the past. You imagine this doors opening up in your heart, and this part of yourself which you've rejected, which you thought was not good enough, which other people said was bad, allowing that to walk up the stairs into your heart and to become whole. May I be free of suffering. May I be one with my past, my present and my future. May I be at peace. May I be happy. Not happy when I change this or get that. May I realize I can be happy now, because I love me. I care for me. I embrace. It's this beautiful golden light. Just goes all inside of you, bringing you peace and stillness, and a beautiful joy of knowing there's nothing wrong with you. You are perfect and beautiful and free. Just stay there for a minute, enjoying metta. Take that golden ball of light and bring it in. Draw it inside of you. Contract it until it condenses into this really strong, intense ball of light. This is your imagination, your visualization. A golden ball of intense metta, which you spread all over the world to your friends, to yourself. Imagine it in your heart, or rather just above your heart, which you can visualize as this beautiful white lotus, so pure, fully open with this golden ball of loving kindness hovering above it. And then imagine that golden, that white lotus closing up, embracing that beautiful golden ball of metta, embracing it till the lotus is closed. It's the only thing pure enough to hold unconditional love. It's right in your heart, there to be used another time. Keep your eyes closed while I give the final blessing. The end of the retreat. Sad. Sad.